This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of Origins' Lending Tech Live here in Aurora, Colorado. And oh my goodness, look who we have in the studio lounge, Teresa Freeborn. Oh my gosh, you're back!
I am.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Wow, it's good to see you again.
On many fronts, I think. So yeah, it has been a while.
I saw your name on the list and went, oh my gosh, she's back. She's back, back. Yeah. So, gosh, what brings you back here? I mean, obviously, you're going to be part of a panel tomorrow
at
the Women's Leadership Luncheon.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm excited to be working with both Sarah and Sarah Knieper.
Oh, are you? Okay.
And with April Kolbs. And the three of us. We all have little different opinions on the subject, which is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just going to talk about where we're at with the advancement of women in leadership.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and we each have a different take on that. So it's going to be fun.
Cool. Do you anticipate any type of talking points that you guys will be addressing, or is it just going to be kind of an organic?
It's going to be very organic, okay. I think. We've got some questions that we talked about as a group beforehand, but I think it's just going to flow the way it's supposed to flow, and then I think we have some time for some open questions. We've all been studying this for some time, and I know I'm a little long in the tooth when it comes to, you know, championing women in leadership, so it's a chance for me to kind of talk a bit about how I'm feeling, especially now being away from the movement for all of, 6 months?
I know.
But,
this
is retirement. I don't know. I'm still working like a dog, so there you go.
Well, this is some retirement. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's get into that a little bit, because I have your company over here on my laptop screen.
It's Smash and Tess.
Okay, cool. So tell us a little bit about that. And
well, the first thing is, I'd be the Tess.
Yes.
See, so, and my daughter, Ashley, would be Smash.
Okay.
And, anyway, so mother and daughter team, 6 years ago, we started a business, direct to consumer, making rompers.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Rompers meaning, first thing you have to do is say, what the heck is a romper, right? Isn't that what's coming to your mind? But think of it as a onesie.
Yes.
So anyways, we invented this. We didn't really invent it. It wasn't like it's some sort of product leader in itself. It was just what we wanted to do when we came home from work. You know, you wear your suit, and it's not a good demonstration of this today, but
you look great.
You wear your suit to the office all day, you come home and you just want to get into something comfy and have a glass of wine or cuddle with your kids or, you know, start to cook dinner.
Right,
but
right.
You really want to get out of that office kind of rigid
I get that
program.
For sure, yeah.
So we came up with this romper, and at first it was slow. I mean, we'd maybe sell 4 a day and wrapping them on the kitchen table kind of thing. But then it kind of took off. And
Teresa, you guys are killing it.
It was great. Yes. So let's put it this way: COVID was our friend, because who wanted to be in hard pants? Nobody wants to be in hard pants.
No.
We're all Zooming, and all the shows are sort of from here up, and they're all wearing their rompers and having a heck of a good time.
Right.
So last year we closed the year with $27 million in sales.
Oh,
I mean, it's just crazy.
Teresa, so, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
My gosh.
That was a pretty great end of 2021. Now remember, the pandemic. Pandemic sort of wound up a bit. At least people could get out and start to go do their regular shopping. Before, they were seriously just spending a lot of time doing that, you know, email shopping.
Right.
Which was fine. We were in the digital space, and it worked out really well. So we've now introduced more, pieces of our lineup, and we now have things that are a little more fashion forward. We still major in rompers, trust me. And you got to get yourself one. We have the bro romper.
All right,
so
I'm all over it.
You can get the bro romper.
Okay.
it's a staple. We do 90% of our business in Canada, and 10% in the U.S. But that's about to change, because we've just put together an amazing strategy to go take.
Well, I know
take United States.
You're
America.
Canadian, so I know
I'm,
that.
I'm a dual. I'm a Canadian and an American.
Originally, right?
Yeah, they actually let me into this country. Can you believe that? But
well,
that was 20
you,
years ago. Yeah, it was 20 years ago.
That's all right.
So I still have a foot in both.
Right on.
And business is going really well, and it's so much fun now because I'm actually spending some time with my daughter in the business.
Bonus.
And up until January, when I retired from credit unions, honestly, I just didn't have the time to spend day to day, and now I do, and I love it. So I'm her acting CFO right now, which is kind of fun. And different business. You know, problems are all the same. Business problems are all the same. But it's just been wonderful.
Well, I want to talk to you about the transition from credit unions to, this is essentially retail, right?
Yes.
So what's that transition like? Because you've been such a wonderful leader in this industry for so long, and we miss you.
Kind.
And it's so great for you to be back. And I was just so excited to see that you were here. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta get Teresa in here. So, but tell me about making the decision, because because I had you and Keith on when you guys merged Exceed with Connecta.
Yes.
And then you left Connecta to do this. So tell me about that process there.
Well, I always said that once we did the merger, and remember, we probably labored over the discussion, just even having the discussion both at our board table and at senior management level, is this the right thing to be doing at the right time? And it was. I mean, it kept proving it to the members would get such a better deal if we had a little more of a bigger base to work from and I think it was good for them because, of course, it would provide that geographic diversity that we had. And so it was kind of a win-win for both organizations.
Sure.
I wanted to stick around, though, and I wanted to stick around to make sure that my members got what I promised them and that my associates got what I promised them. And I felt that after that first year, after we kind of seeded things nicely, I thought, I need to just get out of the way now and let it go.
Right.
I've done what I wanted to do, and besides which, I just had so many other things on my mind that I wanted to do. So one was to work with my daughter a bit closer with Smash and Tess, and that is a very different business model, and I'll talk about that in a second. But the other was to write a book, and I've just about done, and I'm very excited about that. So retirement hasn't been sort of retirement. Retirement has been just a chance to kind of shift gears and put some energy into things that I've been wanting to put energy into and could not. As you know, credit union CEO jobs these days, I mean, you are all in 24/7,
it's taxing.
It's a lot. There's no time for anything else.
Yeah.
So this gave me a chance to do that, and I'm loving it.
Do you mind me getting a little bit of a teaser on the book? What's it about?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm going to give you a lot of teaser on the book shortly, but not necessarily today.
Okay. All right.
But no, we're just in the final stages. I'm having it edited right now.
Okay.
And that's an interesting experience. Sometimes a little more humbling. You think you really know what to do, but I've never written a book before, so what do I know? So I'm all open to the suggestion, and honestly, I'm really happy. And every time I read another chapter that I've, you know, we've massaged and you know, redone, I'm just even more excited about it coming out. It's about, of course, advancing women in leadership.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Right and on. Actually, it's more about the fact that we haven't. And what do I think we should do about that? And it's going to be a bit of a surprise. I don't know if everyone will appreciate sort of the angle that I'm taking on this, but I actually think that a lot of it has to do with the men in the industry. And if you think of very strongly about this, but if you even think of something like the Fortune 500, and over 40 years after 50 years, we have 40 more women in the Fortune 500. Think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
It's not progress. So I'm a little enervated about that. I'm enervated about the fact that 25% of board positions are female, but the population is 50 plus.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Why can't we be there? It's good for business. It's good for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's less lawsuits. There's more profits. There's, I mean, full transparency on everything. Women bring a set of leadership attributes that men just don't have. And quite frankly, men should embrace that.
Yeah.
And but they got to let go of a few things to do that. And that's kind of what the book is talking about.
Okay.
Is taking the insights I've had over my many multi-year career and a lot of the stories I've had, you know, experienced, and talking a bit about that, but really showing what we can do differently now going forward.
And do you hope to inspire women to, like, you know, hey, you know what, I can do this, I'm going to lead this company? Is that kind of one of the goals of the book as well? Or
it is, but it's
or is it more of a kind of an informative, hey, this is what's going on out there, we need to make some changes?
It's more of the latter, but it's actually helping men make those changes, not women.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Spoiler alert, I know. But it's actually written for you.
Wow, well, thank you.
So I just think that that's the audience I want.
Well, I'm even more interested now. I'm even more intrigued now.
Yeah, it should be. I just think it's going to have some resonance with a lot of folks out there, men and women. And hopefully the guys are going to figure this out, because they got the power, and women deserve their fair share of it. So help us get it.
Certainly.
And watch what the world can become, because I think everything will be better with all perspectives at the table, and that's kind of what my thesis is. So.
Yeah. Right on. Oh
my
God.
So it's very exciting for that. But
you are.
I know we weren't talking about that, but how could I resist? And then tomorrow we're having this panel discussion. I'm really looking forward to it, because we do have different opinions at the table, and I think a lot of that will come out organically, and it'll be kind of fun.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, to be a fly on the wall there.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Do you have any other surprises, Teresa? Because.
Well, the one thing I was going to mention to you, you did say that, you know, what's it like going from sort of a, you know, credit union environment with sort of brick and mortar branches and, you know, all of the regulations that we have and everything that we work with to a fashion brand, you know?
Yeah, that's kind
especially
of
Especially a startup fashion brand.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you do that? How do you come up with sales the way we did? What works there?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about, how do you make that happen at a credit union? Like, what is it that... What is that piece? So our model is direct to consumer.
Right.
Our model is all working very closely with influencers and affiliates. So in other words, creating an amazing Instagram community is what's really critical to us. We have 350,000 followers. More than a lot of big brands do, because remember, we started in that digital space. We didn't start in brick and mortar.
Right, right.
So we didn't have to disassemble something and reassemble something and go out there with a new strategy. We had the strategy already. It played beautifully into the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting. How do you take that? And that's my challenge, really.
So you're trying to reverse it.
Yeah.
Actually.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
So it's interesting. Now, it doesn't mean that we're never going to do brick and mortar as a brand.
Right, right.
But we do it more as a brand play versus as a way to do business.
Right.
So sometimes you need to be seen on the quarters. And you know me, I'm a marketer from way back, so I view it through this lens constantly. But I think we'll have our share of pop-ups, and we'll you know, maybe we'll even go to Palm Springs one time. I mean, because we can. I happen to live there. How handy would that be?
Yeah.
But we may have you know, a shop in there, but we'll see how that goes. You know, it's we're just paying very close attention to our community, and without our community of followers and people that really love our brand, they are the brand champions, they are the raving fans. And now, how do you take that though? And
see, that's
and say,
what's piqued my
for
interest.
Credit unions, what?
How do you take that and put it into the
credit union? How do you create
that? Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, it's not doing what we're doing every day in credit unions.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah.
And it's about really being. And I think some credit unions are figuring this out too. They're talking more about let's just tie ourselves to our community. That's where it comes from. And whether that community is workplaces or whether it's an actual geographic community.
Yeah.
Now, take it a step further. Does it have to look like the way you are today? It probably doesn't. It could probably look very different. So go learn from some of these e-com businesses. See what they're doing different. It's a cheaper model for distribution. I'm going to tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
Margins are better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So so there's lots of excitement there. I'm finding that I'm talking to a lot of different groups out there that just want to hear sort of the perspective of Smash and Test and what's happening there. So that combined with my credit unions, I can't leave credit unions alone here. I can't. I still keep resurfacing.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what I'm.
Well, we're very thankful for that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could
fun.
See you definitely on the speaking circuit with that angle for sure. What
with
you've
that
learned.
That's my plan.
From that to. How you adopt that at credit unions, I think that would be a super effective presentation. So I would be very anxious to see that, what you've learned and what you can apply there. So oh my gosh.
Well, hopefully the fall will birth this baby and we'll go from there. So I'll look forward to talking to you some more.
Oh my gosh, Teresa. Wow, what a way to end my day here. So goodness gracious.
That's
so
very kind.
Well, congratulations on the success of Smash and Test, the book, and
retirement.
And what's to come. And retirement. Yeah, congratulations on retirement,
whatever that is.
Yeah. So my gosh, I'm so excited for you. Well done. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat.
You.
And always appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Mike.
There she is, Teresa Freeborn. Oh my gosh. She's the Shark Tank story without the Shark Tank.
Yeah, we didn't need no Shark
no,
Tank.
No, you don't need that at all.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.